Fresno is California's largest city without a light rail system. With the city's sprawling nature and ample parking lots, efforts to bring rapid transit to the area have never taken off. One other reason, light rail is also really expensive. Now Fresno officials hope to bring some of the elements of those commuter trains to the city's bus system at a much more affordable price tag. It's a concept around the world that's called bus rapid transit, or light rail on wheels. FM89's Laura Tsutsui reports on the latest addition to Fresno Area Express service by talking to the people who use it.
For months, Danita Ashley has taken the bus to attend classes at UEI College. By now, she's used to the commute.
It's one way. And this bus is pretty fast, like every 15 minutes, so it's pretty fast.
The old route included a stop near her house and took Ashley straight to Manchester Mall. But last week, her commute changed. Earlier this month, the city of Fresno updated their busiest routes along Blackstone and Kings Canyon Avenues. The new route is served by the bus rapid transit system that they're calling FACS-Q.
Q stands for quick and quality.
Jim Shad is Fresno's director of transportation. He says that the nearly $50 million project is an effort to provide better service for the city's riders and maybe even attract new ones.
Yeah, what we've seen when we've provided faster service with more frequencies is our ridership actually goes up. My primary goal is to see our ridership increase.
Fresno's bus service had over 9 million riders last year, but that number is in decline from previous years. By implementing BRT along the most popular routes, the hope is that riders keep coming back. In some ways, the new ride is an improvement. During FACS-Q's first week of service, I wanted to find out what it was like for myself, so I rode the bus. Going from Courthouse Park in downtown Fresno to Woodward Park in North Fresno took almost 15 minutes less on FACS-Q than the regular bus. The bright blue buses that serve FACS-Q are easily spotted, as are the new shelters at every stop. Each shelter is a large metal structure along the sidewalk with a glass roof. Most contain a bench or two, and a digital sign hanging from the roof has real-time bus tracking information. Unlike the old Blackstone route, there are fewer stops in total, and they're spaced every half mile. FACS-Q doesn't stop as often, so the commute time is less. On top of that, BRT buses have priority at traffic signals, which also reduces travel time. And fare kiosks at each new shelter means riders pay before boarding. All they need to do is hold on to their ticket. All of these features make FACS-Q more like a light rail service than a regular bus. Light rail is a faster form of public transportation, but it can be expensive to build. Creating this middle ground of bus rapid transit in Fresno is something Shad has been looking forward to.
I feel like a proud parent at graduation.
Daniel Rodriguez is a professor at UC Berkeley and associate director of the school's Institute for Transportation Studies. Rodriguez says that middle ground of better service and affordable upgrades often makes BRT an improvement for cities.
Ultimately, I think for downtowns, for busy corridors, this is the wave of the future.
But Rodriguez also says BRT is not a quick fix for making public transportation popular.
I would be surprised if there is a dramatic jump in ridership. In fact, what you're seeing pretty much across the board in the U.S. is that transit ridership is going down. And so this is one way of stopping that bleeding of riders.
James Sinclair writes a blog about Fresno's transportation and city planning. He says that while the effort is good, the city still has some details it has to work out.
So my biggest criticism has been that this bus service launched on Monday, and at the same day, they discontinued Route 30, they modified Route 28, and they modified Route 26, but none of that information had been provided to the public. So it took until Tuesday of this week for the website to be updated with that kind of information.
The city did use social media and a dedicated blog to advertise new FACS-Q service and changes to routes. They also held town halls to solicit community feedback. But Sinclair says that the outreach could have been better.
So the easiest thing they could do, and it would not cost a lot of money, is do a better job at sort of providing information to people. FACS knows where the customers are. They're on the bus.
During its first week, FACS-Q offered free rides and had ambassadors at every shelter to help people get accustomed to the service. J. Joe Garrison has been riding the bus since Fresno City College offered students free rides. He sees a difference in Vax Q.
It does seem to be more expedient. Like, I seem like I'm getting to school a little bit faster and getting home a little bit faster than I was before.
But not every rider agrees. Danita Ashley doesn't like Fresno's BRT. Since Vax Q doesn't use the stop near her house, she has to catch a bus that runs less frequently to get to Vax Q and transfer. Depending on her first bus, it could take her an extra 20 minutes to get to school. But Ashley is hoping she won't be taking the bus much longer anyways.
I'm actually finna buy me a car, so it ain't gonna be too long I'll be have to catch the bus no more.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.